Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Endurance Technologies Q1 FY24 earnings conference call, hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nishit Jalan from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Q1 FY24 post-results conference call of Endurance. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Anurang Jain, Managing Director, Mr. Ramesh Gihani, Director and COO, Mr. Massimo Venuti, Director and CEO, Endurance Overseas, Mr. Satyajit Ray, Director and Group CFO, and Mr. Raj Mundra, Treasurer and Head Investor Relations. I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Jain for his opening remarks, post which we can have Q&A. Over to you, Anurang.
Thank you, and good morning to everybody. I would like to share details of how we have done in the first quarter of this financial year, FY24. In India, in the first quarter of FY24, as per the SIAM data, the two-wheeler industry sales grew by 1.21% compared to quarter one of the previous financial year. Scooters grew by 9.16%, and motorcycles de-grew by 1.57%. The automotive industry in India had a growth of 2.7%. The standalone income of Endurance grew by 13.3%. In our overseas operations in quarter one of this financial year, the EU and the UK markets saw an increase of 18% in the volume of passenger cars sold, while our European sales grew by 12.6% in euro terms and 22.4% in rupee terms. I will now brief you on the financials of the first quarter of FY24. During quarter one of this financial year, as compared to previous year's same quarter, our consolidated total net income grew by 16.4% to rupees 21,185 million, to rupees 24,666 million. Consolidated EBITDA grew by 38.2% from rupees 2,444 million to rupees 3,378 million. Consolidated EBITDA margin was at 13.7%. The profit after tax grew by 58.1% from the previous year and was rupees 1,635 million at 6.6%. This included the income of the Maharashtra PIC scheme incentive, rupees 340.22 million. There was no consolidated net debt, and the company had a positive cash available for rupees 5,092 million. During quarter one, our standalone total income grew by 13.3% from rupees 16,201 million to rupees 18,361 million. Standalone EBITDA grew by 35.2% from rupees 1,782 million to rupees 2,409 million, with an EBITDA margin of 13.1%. Standalone profit after tax grew by 61.3% and was rupees 1,305 million at 7.1%. This included the income of Maharashtra PSI scheme incentive of rupees 340.22 million. There was no net debt, and there was a standalone positive cash available of rupees 3,742 million. We would like to mention that Endurance is focused in both its Indian and European operations for profitable growth and growing higher than the industry. The detailed financials are available with the stock exchanges and on the Endurance website. I would now like to share certain key points for this first quarter of FY24. In quarter one, FY24, 75.1% of our consolidated total income, including other income, came from Indian operations, which included the Maxwell's sales also, income also, and the balance, 24.9%, came from our European operations. In India, till date in FY24, rupees 3,070 million of new business was won from OEMs other than Bajaj Auto, which included Royal Enfield, TVS, Hero MotoCorp, Jaguar Land Rover, Mahindra & Mahindra and Case New Holland. This business win of rupees 3,070 million was all new business. The total business win for EVs till date is rupees 6,000 million. These orders are mainly from Ather Energy, Bajaj Auto, Hero Electric, Reeves Electric and Aptiv. I would like to mention that we have rupees 24,877 million worth of requests for quotes from OEMs. Since FY20 in India, rupees 31,940 million of business has been won, out of which 24,120 million, which is 76%, is new business, and rupees 7,820 million is replacement business. The rupees 24,120 million new business will reach peak sales in FY25 and FY26 and is mainly for suspension, castings and brake assemblies. The TVS business win in this period has been rupees 5,012 million and is growing. Some of the new business win which will start in this financial year of FY24 are the TVS rupees 404 million suspension business will start at Akola Karnataka plant by end of quarter 3 of this financial year. Royal Enfield alloy wheel business win of rupees 395 million, which is our fifth OEM client in alloy wheel business, will start supplies from quarter 3 of this financial year. Hero Electric suspension business of rupees 489 million, which is at Halol, Gujarat plant, will start supplies from next month. We have also won the CBS brake business of rupees 273 million from Okinawa, and this business will start from quarter 4 of this financial year at our Baluch, Aurangabad plant. The Greaves Electric suspension business of rupees 194 million will start from our Kolar, Karnataka plant from next month. The Greaves Electric Bay Brakes business of rupees 290 million will start from our Baluch, Aurangabad plant also from next month. The Ather suspension business of rupees 150 million will start from next month at our Kolar, Karnataka plant. The Ather Brakes business of rupees 1591 million supplies have started and will reach peak in FY25. We have also received an additional rupees 1200 million order for supply of front fork and shock absorbers from Hero Motocorp, which has started at our Halol Gujarat plant in June 23. We got the orders in April 23, and approximately 50 to 60 million of supplies have already started. The new 35 dia air suspension front forks for supply to KTM Austria will start by end of FY24 with the help of KTM technology from our Baluch Aurangabad plant. The value of the business will be rupees 400 million per annum and will be exported to KTM Austria. Our BMS assembly line, which is a surface-mounted technology line, will start operations from next month at our Waluj Aurangabad plant. The peak value of business will be rupees 800 million per annum, and we will start manufacturing BMSs for Maxwell. For electric vehicle scooters, we are ramping up our capacity to 240,000 sets per annum of 8 casting parts for EV battery pack and motor housings. The total value will be rupees 1,000 million per annum, which has started and will reach peak in FY25. For Ather Energy, we have started fully machined side-channel aluminium castings at our Vallam plant with the full business value of rupees 410 billion, which will peak next financial year. For our aluminium forging business, we are increasing our capacity from 280,000 parts per annum to 600,000 parts per annum. At an additional business value of rupees 750 million from our Waluj Aurangabad plant, this business has started and will reach peak also in FY25. We have added Jaguar Land Rover as a new EV passenger car customer with a business value of rupees 240 million and business will start in March 24. These are aluminium forgings which are required for brace assemblies which support the battery housings, and these forgings will be exported to UK. At a Chakan plant, we are installing machines for structural aluminium castings like swing arms, subframes and structural fairings for both EV and IC models which are going in for lightweighting for Bajaj Auto, for KTM, for Piaggio and for TVS. This business starts in FY24 and will peak also next year in FY25. The Suzuki scooter front fork business for rupees 1,398 million will start from our Waluj Aurangabad plant in July 2024. And we are installing a 1 million front fork numbers new assembly line for it. Apart from Bajaj Auto and RE, we have now added TVS for supply of inverted front forks and rear monoshock absorbers. These supplies will start in quarter 1 of FY25 and the business value is rupees 266 million. Last week, we are happy to tell you that we won the business from Honda two-wheelers or HMSI for front fork and shock absorbers for their new and first EV scooter, which the SOP will be in October 2024. For Bajaj Triumph Bikes, We have won orders for front forks, shock absorbers, brake disc, alloy wheel and aluminium castings, including the swing arms. The SOP has already started in July 23. The value of this business is rupees 3,300 million, which is at a vehicle volume of 120K numbers per annum. On Triumph, the ETL value content is rupees 28,000 per bike. For HMCL Harley-Davidson, we have won business for aluminium castings, for suspension, for brake disc and aluminium forging. The SOP has also started for this. The peak business value will be rupees 853 million in FY25. And that will be at an annual volume of 80,000 bikes per annum. On Harley Davidson, our ETL content is rupees 10,000 per bike. The electronic vehicles market continues to offer significant opportunity for growth to the auto component sector. Therefore, at Endurance, we have taken a major step forward to harness this opportunity by executing a share subscription and purchase agreement for acquiring 100% of equity share capital of Maxwell Energy Systems Private Limited in a phased manner. We have recently increased our equity stake from 51% to 56% in Maxwell as per our agreement. Maxwell is in the business of advanced electronics, particularly in the battery management systems or the BMS for two-wheeler EVs and automobile two-wheeler battery packs. We have won BMS business of rupees 1290 million in FY23 and rupees 596 million till date in FY24, and have a pipeline of RFQs of rupees 1168 million. Till date, since FY22, rupees 3,457 million business has been won by Maxwell, which is expected to fully realize in FY26. With the current order book, order pipeline and technical strength between Endurance and Maxwell, we are confident of achieving our goals in the advanced electronics space. In FY24, we are focusing on a substantial sales growth and a positive EBITDA at Maxwell. With the acquisition of our past Italian collaborations, Adler and Cremica in 2020, and of Renault Tecnica and Newfren in 2022, we are creating a center of excellence in Italy for the business of premium components in the two-wheeler segment, giving profitable growth opportunities to our overseas operations and the Endurance Group. As disc brake assembly business is growing with addition of Bajaj, TVS, Royal Enfield, Yamaha, Hero MotoCorp, Ather and HMSI, a new business, our second plant at Baluj, Aurangabad, has been set up for the increase in volumes and has already started the operations. We will start the disc brake assembly supplies to Hero MotoCorp from March 2024 and to HMSI or Honda two-wheelers for February 2025. With this new plant, our disc brake assembly capacity has increased to 6.2 million numbers per annum and brake disc to 8.1 million numbers per annum. As far as supply of two-wheeler ABS assemblies are concerned, we've already started supplies to Bajaj Auto and Royal Enfield. We've already reached a run rate of 400,000 ABS assemblies per annum. As you may be aware, the competition is largely from Bosch, which controls the major market share in the Indian ABS two-wheeler market. We are in the process of supplying our dual channel ABS also by end of quarter three of this financial year, and we have scaled up additional assembly lines by 200,000 ABS assemblies per annum, which will take our capacity to 600,000 ABS assemblies per annum. We are further planning to increase the volumes to 1.2 million single and dual channel ABS assemblies per annum for the second half of FY25. We have in March 23 started manufacturing the ABS valves. It is not only a technology component, it has helped in substantially lowering our cost. Due to increased orders from Bajaj, Yamaha India, TVS, Hero Electric and now Royal Enfield, we have added a new plant at Chakan to help increase supplies to 4.5 million wheels per annum. This plant has already started operations. We have recently won our first alloy wheel business of rupees 395 million per annum from Royal Enfield, which supplies will start from quarter three of this financial year. With these new orders now, we now plan to further increase our supplies to 420,000 alloy wheels per month. As far as Europe is concerned, in FY24, we have won 16.93 million euro business, mainly from the Volkswagen Group for their EV passenger cars. I would also like to point out that Endurance, both in India and Europe, is actively pursuing its focus on gaining access to new technology and focusing on new product organic and inorganic growth. In quarter one of FY24, our aftermarket sales degrew by 4.25 8% from rupees 963.19 million in the previous year to 922.25 million in quarter 1 of FY24. The major reason for degrowth was due to lower sales in the domestic market due to the tighter credit controls which we implemented for negotiating higher sales targets for this financial year. We are exporting aftermarket parts to 31 countries now. We are now adding Turkey as a new country. We already won the orders and the supply should start in this month. Aftermarket sales growth is a large focus for us and we are very confident that we will have a good growth in this financial year. In quarter 1 FY24, the export sales for India standalone business grew by 31.2% from rupees 404.82 million in the previous year to rupees 531.16 million in quarter 1 FY24. The major sales growth came from machine casting exports to Ford Motors in UK and Iveco in Italy, including Case New Holland, and also for two-wheeler suspension exports for KTM plants in Austria, China and Southeast Asia. On the environment front, I would especially like to mention that Endurance is striving for being carbon neutral in its plants by effective use of solar power and wind power, creating carbon sinks by driving tree plantations and thereby creating dense forests, and driving use of natural gas and LPG in place of electric power and furnace oil. The use of furnace oil has completely stopped. We have achieved a carbon neutral percentage of 31.8 in quarter 1 of FY24, and our aspiration is to reach greater than 50% in the next 3 years. This has increased from 22.6%, which we achieved in FY23. We are also focusing on lowering hazardous waste generation and to achieve zero waste to landfill. At Endurance, it will be a continuous endeavor to grow through organic and inorganic growth with a focus on technology upgradation, quality improvement, cost, and environment health and safety. We will do our best to fulfill our stakeholder expectations by following our five values of customer centricity, integrity, transparency, teamwork, and innovation. We at Endurance have a very positive outlook based on our new large business wins in the last 4 years, including for electric vehicles, both in India and Europe. With these opening remarks, I would now like to invite questions from all of you. We also have with us the Maxwell founders, Mr. Akhil Aryan and Mr. Alex Collett, and as well as Vishwas, who is the CEO of Maxwell. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead. Mr. Mandlesha, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. And congratulations on good numbers and order wins. Just starting on the first point on the India new orders ramp up. The latest presentation talk about ramping up to 23 billion by FY25. And I think Q4 quarter was 16 billion. So what is leading to the increase, sir?
See, I think this is largely the business wins which we have had for suspension, brakes and aluminium casting business. And also we have, you know, now the Triumph and Harley Davidson product just started. Increase in exports to Austria for KTM. Increase in exports of aluminium castings, you know, Ford, Case New Holland, Iveco. And of course, I would say a really good growth from TVS. You know, TVS, like I said, we have won 5,000 million rupees of business. And this business is, you know, really growing. It's really growing. Bajaj, in spite of its, though it's grown in a small way, but, you know, our content per vehicle is so large that, you know, so for us, if Bajaj grows, then, you know, we grow much higher because we have a lot of content per vehicle, you know. The ABS volumes have increased. The inverted front forks volumes, both for Bajaj, RE, has, you know, increased, and of course exports to KTM. So I would say that the new business wins is largely happening for brakes, suspension, and you know, aluminium castings. I mean, in general.
Right. So basically, you mean that the volumes expectations have increased than what was earlier. So that look, yes, lead to the better order numbers.
Yeah. So, you know, like people like, you know, HMSI, for example, you know, didn't have a very good growth, especially in motorcycles. They degrew 18.6%. But what we are finding from July, I mean, there's a very good growth, the volumes we have got from July to March 24 is pretty good. So we'll see a very good growth with them because, as you know, we have three plants, specifically, you know, look for them mainly, in Aurangabad, Sanand, and in Kolar. But, you know, at the same time, the new EV bills, which I told you, of 6,000 million rupees. So a lot of business which I mentioned, you know, whether it's for Ampere, it's for Aether, for Hero Electric, this business will also start from these outstation plants of, you know, in Kolar and in Halol, which we get better economies of scale. And now with HMSI doing well, I'm really expecting the outstation plants to do much better because our profit is actually based on plant, what the profit plant makes.
Right, sir. Just on the EV-specific business, there are some volume ramp-up issues happening with the new-age players like Ampere's, Bounce, Hero Electric and Aether.
Yes.
So any risk do you see to the orders account of challenges to this place, sir?
What we have been told is that that right starting from September, because see, what they are doing is they are also reorganizing, I think, their battery engine and battery packs to, I think, smaller sizes. We'll have to wait and see what is this new FAME-III subsidy that we don't know yet. But definitely that has taken a hit, as you know, from the month of June. So in July we saw a growth again, but they're definitely not back to the, you know, volume which they were. So I think what we hear is that everybody is getting into variants of downsizing the battery pack or the battery engine and seeing that they become, you know, more viable in terms of charging price to the customers. So I think from September to January, all these customers which I mentioned are telling us that they will slowly get back to track of what they were. So let's wait and see, because it's very difficult to predict the future. But right now, but I'm quite optimistic with the thrust on EV, which is there. I think it's a question of time that the EVs will do well, especially on the scooter front.
Right. But just this was a little specific on the some of the players where there's a penalty imposed to them. Hero Electric. Any risks? I mean, where are they seeing to ramp up the volumes?
Yes, so they have all indicated that they will be ramping the volumes, some from September onwards and some from January onwards.
Got it, sir. So lastly, on the Europe margins, which were low sequentially, it seemed other expense was higher. Any reason for that, sir?
No, I will request Massimo Venuti to answer, but I think, EBITDA was, I think, 16.1%.
Yeah.
I mean, in Europe, I don't think anybody makes this kind of margins, if you ask me, the Indian auto component industry or overseas operations. So it was 16.1%.
Europe, we closed the previous quarter with 68.8 million euro turnover compared to 61.1 of the previous financial year with an increase of 7.7 million, which means 12.6%. In terms of turnover. In terms of EBITDA, we closed with 11.1 million of euros, 16.1%, compared 8.4 million of euros, 13.7% of the previous financial year. So it means that we grew 31.8% in terms of EBITDA. In terms of net result, we closed with 4.2 million of euros, 6.1%, compared 2.9 million of euros of the previous financial year, 4.8%, with an increase of 43.7% compared to the previous financial year. These are the results of this quarter.
Now, I just like to mention, if you see the quarter one, both in India and Europe, compared to our sales growth, which has been there, I think our EBITDA and PAT margins have grown substantially higher. And that's what I maintained right from 2016. Our profit should grow higher than the sales growth percentage. And that's a very big focus. And there's a lot of efforts being made on increased sales, increased economies of scale from our plants, better cost efficiencies. So this is our philosophy. That's in the DNA of, you know, Endurance.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is in the line of Aditya Jhawar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats. Good set of numbers and order wins. My first question is that, you know, if you can, you know, repeat what is the quantum of vehicle content, you know, in Triumph? I mean, the content per vehicle. Was it 28,000 in Triumph and 8,000 in Harley?
Yeah, so it's 28,000 in Triumph, 10,000 in Harley.
10,000.
Okay. The Chetak is also, I think it's 10,000. The Chetak is also 10,000.
Okay, okay. Now, and you know, you also mentioned that what is the aggregate revenue you are expecting from these two models. And you also mentioned that the annual volume in that. So can you please repeat the annual volume of Triumph and Harley?
Yeah, so I think around rupees 3,300, slightly more than 3,300 million per year is the peak value based on 120K bikes per annum for Triumph. So you can compute the value, I know that, but I've already given you that figure.
And Harley?
And Harley is about 850 million rupees. And their content is, that's on 80K sets per annum. Because see, we don't know exactly what is the ex-factory selling price, so I don't know the percentage there. But yeah. I can just tell you in rupees what is the order value, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's quite helpful. The second question is, you know, on a European business. So, Matthew, if you can, you know, highlight how should we think about growth? This 12% constant currency growth in euro terms is quite quite encouraging. So, how should we think about growth in the next few quarters and similarly on margins?
Okay, so speaking about the turnover, the market showed an increase of 18% compared to the previous year, and Endurance Overseas only, let me say, 12.6%. But if you consider the increase of turnover, speaking about the product without consider tooling, Endurance Overseas grew 20%. But at the end of the day, I can tell you one thing. You can't, as I told you in the past, compare the turnover of the company compared to the registration, because in the last 2-3 years, as probably you know, we have been affected by the shortage of semiconductors. And so it means that a lot of the cars that we are registering in this moment in the European market has been produced in 2020, in 2021. And the OEM put this car in the stock waiting the semiconductor in order to finish the car. And so in this moment, the market, unfortunately, demand is very weak due to the high level of inflation, due to a high level of interest cost. And my expectation for the next quarter is that the market will go down. This is my personal opinion, considering the production will go down compared to the registration. In terms of profitability, I'm absolutely optimistic that we can recover in an important way the EBITDA compared to the previous year, because fortunately the effect of the energy and gas is becoming sustainable from in our field. And so even if we are waiting the winter period, I don't see any kind of problem, because as probably you know, we closed the contract with our customer in order to recover more or less 80% of the potential increase of energy cost compared to today. So I'm pretty optimistic. In fact, the 16.1% of EBITDA reached in the previous quarter can demonstrate that we have been able to recover more or less 3% of EBITDA compared to the previous financial year.
Okay, that's absolutely, you know, great, Massimo. Now, my, you know, next question is that, you know, the order wins are pretty impressive. Now, amongst all the order wins, can you please highlight some specific order wins which, you know, gave us entry to a new customer for a new product line, or certain orders which strategically are important, might be small right now, but over a period of time, you see a further increase in, you know, scope for specific small order wins?
Okay, so first of all, the strategy of Endurance in Europe in the past and also today was to focus the business on 4 or 5 major customers that are doing more or less 80% of the total market in Europe. in the previous quarter, Volkswagen Group reached more or less 30% of our total turnover, Stellantis 23%, Mercedes 10%, and BMW 3.5%. But let me say, you can't see the previous quarter. The important thing that you underlined is that in the last 4 years, Endurance Europe was able to acquire 240 million of euros of new business. This is the major important result of our team in Europe, and we are seeing about 86 million of euros, more or less 40% for electric application and 47%, 110 million of euros for hybrid application. Speaking about the new customers, probably you know Endurance was very strong in Germany with Porsche and in Italy with Volkswagen, but starting from 2019 we entered in an important way with Audi. Please consider that, consider these 230 million of euros we acquired only with Audi, strategic problem, 100% electric for more or less 60 million of euros. This is the most important info for the future, because the stability of Audi in the history of the European market was absolutely confirmed by the result of the new model. So this is the most important acquisition of new customer of the last period of time in Europe from my point of view.
That's quite helpful, Massimo. My final question, you know, in our dual channel ABS, Andrew, are we seeing some issues in terms of ramping up, or, you know, there has been a little bit of a delay in commercializing the dual channel ABS?
Yeah, so I think the development testing has taken slightly longer time. Now the samples have already been submitted, and now that now the question is of the collaboration at Bajaj and also at RE, and that's why I'm pretty sure end of quarter three we should start the SOP, because now there's a lot of confidence on the, you know, ABS systems. We have our own proving ground, which really helps. We have very good trained riders. We have four very good trained test riders, which are employed by Endurance, so it'll be very fast. It'll be very fast. The technology is proven. It's very good technology, you know, so it's no issue.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. That's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Pramod Amte from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. So first one is with regard to this premium bike segment where earlier the Triumph, both you have the orders. So wanted to know, does this open up new set of components for you, or does it open up ideas for new technologies you can imbibe and scale up over the next couple of years, both for domestic and export market?
Yes, sir. So, no, I will not specify the products, but definitely, like I said, we are looking at new products which are future, which are, you know, EV agnostic. We're looking at collaborations, technology, collaborations and JV also in products which we are not doing today. I slightly hinted to it even in the last quarter, but I cannot talk about it till it's done. But we are very, very active on this thing. And, you know, we at Endurance, let me tell you, have a very large focus of also increasing our business of non-two-wheelers, which is four-wheelers, as well as also for the non-automotive segment. So this is a very, very large focus now going forward. And that's why you'll see that we are focusing on new EV wins, and of course EV and hybrid wins in Europe also, you know. So you can see the focus we have towards the way the industry is moving. But yes, to answer your question, there would be new products which we are actively pursuing with new opportunities, which includes products also in the electronic space for, you know, EVs. But we'll talk about it once we, you know, but once we are ready, we'll tell you.
And just to take that Triumph and Harley, so does this give you an entry into the global purchase offices of these companies, because these two models are seems to be doing India-specific manufacturing? Just wanted to understand the thought process on this.
See, I think there must be understanding with Bajaj on the Triumph and the Hero MotoCorp on the Harley Davidson. Definitely these volumes will be both for India as well as for the export markets. So ours will be more of a deemed export. Right now, we have not seen, to my knowledge, any direct interest from Triumph in UK or Harley-Davidson in the US. So right now what I was talking to you about is the production which has started last month for both Harley-Davidson as well as for Triumph.
Thanks. And second one, since you alluded on the EV side, considering the FAME incentive uncertainty for two-wheelers and FAME 3, we don't know how that will shape up. Do you see an opportunity? You already play a decent role in three-wheelers in India. And considering that, and three-wheeler seems to be penetrating much better and seems to be having a lesser FAME risk, do you see more opportunity panning out in the three-wheeler EV space for you? And have you identified anything to play there, or you feel it's a low content?
No, it has already started for brakes, for castings, for suspension. In fact, like I mentioned a few quarters back also in investor call, I've got 11 aluminum castings for a three-wheeler compared to a two-wheeler. Because you have things like case extension, there are two parts, battery housing, there are two parts, there is motor housing. So question is the parts are different, and that's why, you know, we at Endurance, I would just like to mention here, you know, our biggest strength in Europe and India is that we are very strong in casting, including engineering, including tool making. And there are not many players. Many players who are financially strong have the ability to invest and have the technology in product and in process. And if you see metals, whether it's aluminium die casting or aluminium forging, is the future. Because this will not go away, whether it's EV or it's any other vehicle which comes in the world. And this is the biggest strength of Endurance, which will help us grow, of course, from the proprietary business and new products. But today we're in a very good place, I would say. And we are getting a lot of inquiries, and maybe the next quarter I'll give you some better news on the four-wheeler space of some export castings orders and all. So what I'm saying is, I mean, to be honest, our product range is very, very good. It's only the clutch which is 5% of our business. That too is 80% in motorcycles, and I don't see much of a traction, to be honest, in motorcycles. So that's also here to stay for a long time. But that only time will tell. But we at Endurance, with our product strategy and now getting into electronics, advanced electronic space, to look at the future strategy for EVs, we are in a pretty good space, and we are taking, I think, strategic calls which we feel will give us very good growth in the future, because I believe that that India's, I mean, is set for a very good growth in future.
Thanks for the detailed explanation. All of us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, congrats on a good set of numbers. So quickly on ABS, based on our current two orders of Bajaj and RE, any sense on what kind of market share now we have at a broader ABS level, and particularly for the share of business between Bajaj and RE, what kind of share of business we'll be having there?
See, right now we are at 400,000, and with dual channel we go to 600,000. We believe the market is about 3 to 3.5 million, you know. The ABS requirement is about, let's say, 3.5 million. So we are still small. So the growth opportunity is big, because we are technology proven. We are very competitive. We have not had a single quality warranty issue in the last 2 years. And that's our strength. So we are going step by step, because, you know, like I said, it's better to go step by step. And at the same time, we are also improving our margins by doing backward integration. I've been talking to all of you on stainless steel braided hoses, which were import substitutes, are doing in-house. The valves, which were also imported, is now in-house. And now future, there will be one more product, which I'll talk to you about, which will also give us a good gain, because we want to make money. These are high technology products, and we want to make a lot of money. So that's our strategy. Though we are doing a lot of outsourcing to our Endurance Vendor Association vendor partners, but we are also doing backward integration on key components. I've also mentioned about a paper manufacturing plant for paper proficient materials of clutch assemblies, which will start by quarter four or you know, early next financial year. So we are very strategically, you know, focused on doing technology components and critical processes in-house. That's been a philosophy for the last 30, 35 years.
Right. Second question pertains to, again, India business. Given that we are seeing recovery in two-wheeler volumes now, and also there is improvement in or stability in commodity prices, Any sense on by when we should be going back to 14%+ margins, which we used to enjoy in pre-COVID period?
I'll tell you, when we did 15% margins, 15.5%, that time the RMC price in India was 62%. Today, I believe we are still at 66.8%. So we have done 13.1% with 66.8% when we did 15% with 62%. We did actually 15.5% with 62%. So we are improving, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you ask me, we are improving, but these numbers sometimes mathematically can look, you know, different. But I think the raw material trend, I must say, from July is further going down, especially on the aluminium. There's a 9% decrease in the, you know, aluminium alloy rates, which is a good thing for us in quarter two. You know, steel has also gone down by about 1.8%. So I think, but it's nowhere near the levels of FY21 when we were at 62%. So there's a long way to go. But as the raw material percentage goes down, you'll see EBITDA percentage improving, PAT percentage improving, because we are debt-free, as you know, net debt-free. So you'll see this improving. But I think the trend is downwards now. The trend is downwards on the RMC.
Got it. And last part on the India business is on the incentives. So incentive run rate seems to be improving. This is what we used to get earlier. So how should we look at the annualized run rate for incentives and how long that will continue?
Okay, I will request Mr. Satish Ray to talk to you about the existing incentive scheme and even the new one, which is coming up.
This existing scheme under which we are booking mega project incentive, it is 2013-19 scheme. So here the way you book it is, you book it over 7 years in as equal tranche as possible. So till, I know where your question is coming from, because till last year it was more like 60 odd crores. So this year in quarter one you've seen 34 crores. So expect another 34 odd crores in second quarter also. Because the way this is booked, we book 90% of this, and upon certain formalities getting completed, we book the other 10%. Okay, so it's not as if, suppose the total amount was 700, so we would be booking 100 every year, right? So out of 100, I would be booking 90, and certain triggers taking place over the next 2-3 years, the other 10 would be booked. So it is not exactly equal year on year. So that answers the first part of your question. The second part is, from next year, under the existing scheme, you will see a drastic reduction, because major part of the booking would take place by financial year 2023-24. So it will go less than half of this amount next year, and in the next 3 years, it will be in single-digit crores, because that would be the 10% amount which would get booked for the last 3-4 years. But what is interesting to note is that Maharashtra government announced, you would know that, a new scheme from 2019 to 2024 mega project incentive scheme with a threshold of 350 crores of capex. So we expect to apply for that sometime next year, either in Q4 or next year Q1. So that again will open up this kind of, and that incentive in totality is expected to be larger than what we were eligible for under the 2013-19 scheme. So therefore, you can expect this to continue with a lag of 1 or 2 years going forward. Does that answer your question, Jinesh?
Yeah, this is very, very helpful. And lastly, in terms of capex, so would you indicate the capex for FY24 both for India and Europe?
See, India, you expect around 350 odd crores, but as we have told you in the past, it will also depend on opportunities. If we get certain opportunities and these capexes could be short gestation capex, so suddenly a good business opportunity comes up, we'll go for it, but otherwise you can take a 350 crore odd number. Europe, Massimo had announced last time, so Massimo, please.
Yes, we closed the first quarter with 10 million of euro cash out for investments, and the total expectation for the financial year is 60 million of euro, because as I told you in the previous presentation, we are installing the production capacity for the electrical vehicle for Volkswagen, Porsche and Mercedes, and so huge investment for this financial year.
Got it. Great. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Kacharya from Securities Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for good numbers and such a challenging environment. Most of my questions have been answered. Just had one query on the suspension business. So if you can just give some perspective, one, in terms of the customer mix, you know, will be the top three customers now and that. And how does our share compare in, say, incumbents versus, say, the new age EV startups?
In fact, we are supplying now suspension to all the two-wheeler and three-wheeler OEMs. TVS, we started in a small way for their smaller bikes. But like I said, we have won about 409 million of new business. We're starting in quarter three of this financial year. So that's the first suspension business after we got large orders for alloy wheels and for brakes. So if you see the top customers, it of course would be Bajaj with KTM, and it would be HMSI, Honda, it would be Royal Enfield. I think these three would be the top shares. But we are supplying to everybody now, and we are seeing a huge growth potential. I told you with Suzuki, we have won a 1400 million order just for front forks for the highest selling scooter, which is starting in July 24. You know, and these are very important business and large business wins, and they are growing the best, and they are doing the best today in the market. You know, the share is lower than HMSI, but they're growing very fast.
In terms of the share in the new age EV, you know, any color on that?
See, I don't know the share of each in the suspension business. I don't know, but if you see suspension business on the whole. So front forks, we are about 40%, shock absorbers, 37% of the market. Just to answer your question, if you talk about quarter one of this financial year, overall, we are about 40% of the front fork requirement in India, and shockers, 37% requirement.
Okay. Second question is on the die-casting business. You know, our focus historically has been, we've been more strong on the two-wheeler, three-wheeler side, but when I look at the four-wheeler piece, you know, is there any thought process or any traction we're getting in India?
Yes, absolutely. See, to make more money, we have got into machining for all the two- and three-wheeler castings to add value over the years. And we have seen our margins improve there. At the same time, on the four-wheelers, Hyundai, Kia, Tata Motors, and Mahindra. Mahindra has seen a huge, I would say, traction. We've already won more than 1,000 million rupees of orders, which have already started. But apart from this, I think there's a huge focus, with a focus on other large customers, including Maruti, which we are going to focus on. Exports we are going to focus on, you know, large more. Because today the kind of strengths which I mentioned earlier we have, very few players have. You know, I can count the competition on my fingertips, which are the financial strength and the technology in product and process in India. And there are huge opportunities. The question is how much we want to invest. So, like I said, our focus is definitely on four-wheelers and non-two-wheelers to increase the share as we go along in future years, whether it's through castings or it's through other new products. And that's a very, very large focus for us, because it will also slightly de-risk the two-wheeler focus which we have in India. You know, overseas is largely four wheelers only. So I would say now we have told the marketing department that to go all out on four wheeler orders. You know.
Okay, but is there an opportunity in suspension also?
Well, there are opportunities there also. There are opportunities everywhere. But I think when the time comes, I will speak about all this. But okay. Just to let you know, we are highly focused on all this on four wheelers.
Okay. Wish you good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kashyap Zaveri from MK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations for the great set of numbers. You know, at the outset, let me appreciate the disclosures that you have now started giving in your presentation about the order wins. And within that, you know, the new orders that you won, you know, I really appreciate those kind of disclosures, you know, which are quite detailed in nature. I have two questions. The first one is on the order book on slide number 5, where we have given separation in terms of what is the new order win and what is the replacement orders. When you talk about new order wins, are those, how do you split those order wins also between one of the disclosures that you have given again in the presentation, like, newly launched vehicle, and how much is, where we would have probably replaced somebody who is already supplying to the existing models. Why I'm asking this question is that when we are penciling in or, trying to estimate the revenue growth, these newly launched vehicles would be replacing some of the vehicles to which we are already supplying components also. So what kind of revenue growth then one should build in? And second question is about the CapEx, where you mentioned about 350 crores in India and roughly about 60 million euros in Europe. In your FY23 annual reports, there are some capital advances up to about 170 crores already paid out. So when we, sort of look at cash flow number, should we do the whole 60 million euros plus, 350 crores, or some part of that has already been spent in the previous year? These are my two questions.
Okay, so I'll order the first and Mr. Ray can order the, I mean answer the second. So what we mean by replacement orders is actually the existing models of customers being replaced with the new models or having upgradations. But they do give a LOI. Like, HMSI is going for new, upgrades and scooters and, other plants. So we've already got LOI for that also. But it's very important to have these LOIs also so that you know that it's continued, your share of business. So for us, replacement is when the existing vehicle is being upgraded or replaced by the customer. So that is what I mean by replacement order. Okay?
Okay.
The new order is completely new order wins, could be new vehicles, could be new, I mean products. For example, if I'm not supplying brakes to Hero, I'm starting brakes to Hero, or, drive shop, we have won new order wins. So that is more about that. So new is new, completely new for a new vehicle like Triumph, Chetak, or Harley Davidson. That's new. Or if I'm not supplying, like I said, I'm not supplying all the products to all the OEMs. So when we start a new product, so that is new. You know what I'm saying?
So just to clarify here, of these 2400 crores or 2412 crores worth of new orders, it is quite possible that once these models are launched or once they reach the peak, some of the vehicles where we are already supplying, might actually see, probably lower volumes, in which case the existing number of revenue might actually see a tapering off.
Yes, so whatever you're saying, all this is possible. Because like I say, uncertainty is a new normal. So question is, I'm telling you the LOI values based on POs and LOIs. But in future, something can do worse, something can do better, so that's a part of business,
Sure. And on the CapEx side?
Yeah. So on the CapEx side, when we said that India will see around 350 odd crores and Europe will see 60 million, it means for the consolidated number, you have to add 350 crores plus 60 million euro.
Right.
And to give you more color, in quarter one, the standalone capex has been 72 crores and consolidated capex has been 160 crores. Okay. So, which also ties up with what Mr. Venuti said, that in quarter one he spent 10 million euro in Europe. But just one pointer here, Europe's steady state capex is not 60 million euro per year. This is specific
to 2023-24. I think there was some issue with the network. I missed out on, after you said, 60 million euros is not a steady state number, you mentioned some number after that.
No, I said that India expected capex for 23-24 is 350 crores. And
okay.
That in Europe, the expected capex for 23-24 is 60 million euro.
Right.
Okay. I also told you that in quarter one in India, we spent 72 crores and on a consolidated basis, including Europe, we've spent 160 crores. So Mr. Venuti said that this 160 crores included 10 million euro of Europe capex during quarter one.
Right.
So your question was that any part of 350 crores or 60 million euro, has that been spent in 22-23? The answer is no. This is only for 23-24. And the last part of my answer was that 60 million euro is not Europe's steady state capex. Europe historically has spent something like 30 million euro.
Got it. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much and really appreciate the disclosures. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
We have no further remarks to make, but let's like to thank everyone for taking their time out and coming on this call. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.